Chapter 4. When Lady Fontaine returned to the room, a young man was following her. He was slight, with short dark hair, and I could tell from his clothes that he was neither a peasant nor a soldier. He wore a crisp, clean white tunic over a pair of slim leather trousers and shiny black boots. And he didn't have the tanned skin of someone who worked in the sun all day. When the man saw me standing with my hand on my sword and my jaw clenched, he took a couple steps back. I could tell he was trying to figure out whether to simply cut and run, but he managed to look at Sienna and speak.
Princess Sienna, it's such an honor to meet you, he stuttered before he dropped into a slight bow. I have a message for you, if you will allow me to give it to you.
And who were you again?
The princess asked, somewhat imperiously. I was impressed by her ability to recover immediately from the situation at hand, and even through my rage, I had to admit, I liked it when she sounded regal.
I'm just a messenger, the young man stammered.
He reached into a leather bag and pulled out an envelope, which I could see was pale pink with a lavender seal, and I could smell the perfume coming off the letter from a few feet away. Sienna reached out for the envelope, but before the man could hand it to her, Lady Fontaine swooped in and grabbed it out of his hand.
I think that was for me,
Sienna told her stepmother with daggers in her eyes.
Oh, Sienna, don't worry,
Lady Fontaine smirked at her.
I can read the letter just as well as you can.
I couldn't believe this bitch was still trying to fuck with my wife. I don't think so, Lady Fontaine, I growled. And I ripped the envelope from her hand and gave it to Sienna. Jessamine, Sienna, let's go. Sienna's stepmother went on as if I hadn't spoken, and I couldn't believe her nerve.
Do sit,
Lady Fontaine said to the messenger and gestured to the table.
I can have the maid bring you some soup.
The man eyed the table nervously, and I saw him take in the staring fish and the slimy greens.
No, ma'am. That's okay, I think I'll be on my way now, he said,
and he stared one last time at the princesses and bowed again.
Your Highness.
I'd never seen anyone more ready to leave a house, and it was only about 5 seconds later before I heard the door slam.
All right, I guess that's our cue.
Jessamine pushed her chair back and stood up from the table.
I have to thank you for your hospitality, Lady Fontaine. But this was about enough for me.
But you didn't even stay for dessert,
the old woman whined, but her eyes still glittered as she stared at her stepdaughter.
I had a raisin pie baked for you, your favorite.
Oh, dear gods,
Sienna said and rolled her eyes.
Jessamine, Joe, let's get out of here. Stepmother, Agatha, Priscilla, it's been an experience, as always.
If I had my way, I'd gut you three bitches right now. So be happy Sienna wants you to live, I growled back over my shoulder as we left the room. I heard the three women gasp, but they didn't say anything else. The whole house smelled like dust and something slightly rotten, but I was still relieved to be back in the main hall and away from the dining table and the smell of fish. We exited the front door, and I gasped to be back in the fresh air. It seemed hard to believe it was still a beautiful spring day outside after being confined in that dank house. Jessamine, Sienna, hold on to me, I said. And when I had a wife grasping my arm from each side, I took a deep breath and tried to let the anger flow out of me.
What in the name of the gods was that whole thing about?
Jessamine asked, and I could tell she was also shaken. Jesus Christ, Sienna, you aren't exaggerating, I told the blonde, and I reached out to squeeze her hand. The tent thing was so fucking shady, and I'm sorry I ever doubted you calling them bitches.
Oh, I'm glad you agree. They're so, so bad. And that house, can you believe I lived there and used to clean it all day long? What a nightmare. But what I really want to talk about is that message. Why would I have come to her house when we were just at the castle a couple hours ago? Do you think the letter is even real? I'm not sure,
Sienna said in a grim tone, and then she glanced back at the house.
But I don't think we should talk about it here. I can try to collect more intelligence, but you never know who's listening.
She glanced over at her guards, and I got the point.
Oh, and Joe?
Jessamine told me, and I saw she had a sly grin on her face.
The way you stood up for Sienna was quite arousing.
Yeah, it was,
Sienna agreed, and she kissed me on the cheek.
I'm actually dripping wet. I'm definitely gonna make that up to you later.
Sounds like a plan, I said, and I offered the women a hand up into the carriage. I scrambled in after, and soon we were on our way back to Sienna's castle. The short ride back was as lovely as the ride there, but I couldn't get my mind off our new dilemma. When we returned to the castle's courtyard, Sienna bid goodbye to Starlight, and we headed back up to the room we all shared. When we got there, the blonde kicked off her shoes and flopped down onto the bed with the letter in her hand, while I collapsed into an armchair big enough for at least two of me.
I suppose we need to get down to this business,
my blonde wife said, and she pried the wax seal open and took out the letter within, which was printed on pale lavender parchment that matched the seal. She scanned it for a moment before she began to speak again.
This is actually pretty interesting. It says it's from Princess Rachel, who's having trouble from across the sea. They've possessed soldiers in their kingdom and they need help.
If it's even real. Who's Princess Rachel, anyway?
Another princess from a nearby kingdom,
Sienna murmured distractedly.
She's of the ones I actually have heard of. But what are we going to do? So, to recap, there was no way Lady Fontaine should have known about the tent, and now this letter came to her house. It's all so weird.
The guards at the castle knew we were coming here, I said in a grim tone. But yeah, I'm not happy with the three of them. You sure you don't want me to just kill them now, Sienna?
No.
The blonde sighed as she smiled at me.
I do hate them, but I doubt they're traitors. I would guess they just heard a rumor about me getting captured and then decided to bait us. No one has ever stood up to them, Joe. And it was great to see you throw their foul words back in their smug faces.
Anything for you, darling, I purred as I winked at her.
You also got us out of eating the raisin pie,
Jessamine said, and I could tell she was trying to cheer us up a little bit. Then the dark-haired princess climbed up onto the bed next to her sister-wife and clasped her hand.
We are going to figure this out. Remember, you have a team now. The raisin pie.
Sienna sniffled, but she had a big smile on her face now.
That soup was just beyond belief. At least it didn't have actual eyeballs floating in it.
I've got to hand it to you, Sienna. You managed to survive living in that house somehow. What the hell is the deal with your stepsisters, anyway?
Oh, Agatha and Priscilla. Always horny, always disgusting. They tried that with everyone, but they were especially into you, Hero.
Yeah, I could tell. It was the slimy foot up my leg that really put me over the top.
Anyway, thanks for cheering me up. We still need to figure out what to do about this Princess Rachel, though. I know the circumstances seem weird, but what if it is real and someone needs our help? Not to mention, the more princesses we meet, the stronger our power gets. Meeting Rachel could really help us on our journey.
How far is it? Across the sea, I mean.
A week's voyage? Not really sure, but I guess what I'm really worried about is my kingdom. Things seem fairly stable, but the General Grigsby situation was definitely concerning. I would normally leave him as head of command in my stead, but that isn't an option right now. Plus, there's the whole magical element. My army is great with actual soldiers who are alive, but I don't know how they're going to do it if the undead come back. I'm not sure we need to worry about the undead right now. They all vanished into dust after Joe stabbed Jamar. I think we may be good on that front for the time being. That's true,
Sienna replied, and her brow furrowed in thought.
I'm not saying no to going to rescue Princess Rachel, but I wish I had someone I trusted that I could place in charge while we're gone.
How big is your army?
Hold on,
Sienna interrupted as she bolted upright.
I can't believe I didn't think of this before. Fiona helped us so much yesterday. I think I need to talk to her. The question is, are you all ready to see my fairy godmother again?
Yesterday was pretty intense, I replied, and I shivered slightly at the memory of pumping her sexy body full of my cum.
Yeah, it was.
Jessamine agreed with a faraway smile.
I always enjoy pleasing you, hero. Okay, you two need to focus. Fiona is not only about sex. She is actually an incredibly powerful magician, which I know you saw some of. I'm gonna summon her now, so try to stay calm.
The princesses made their way off the bed and sat down on a sofa, and I watched Sienna whisper her magic words to herself again and prepared myself for the cloud of hot pink smoke that announced her godmother's arrival. Although I'd seen it a couple of times now, it was still pretty impressive. I thought back to the way her orgasm had also generated the puff of smoke, and I snickered to myself. Once the haze had cleared, I caught my first glimpse of Fiona again. She'd already settled herself onto a sofa, and the way she crossed her long legs made the wispy skirt slide up her smooth thighs. Strawberry blonde curls fell down over her shoulders, and I couldn't help but watch as she brushed a strand away from one of her mysterious golden eyes. Sienna cleared her throat.
We have important business to discuss here, so let's all try to pay attention.
Heat rushed into my cheeks, but I noticed Jessamine was blushing at Sienna's words too, so I felt a little better.
So, Sienna, Jessamine, hero,
Fiona began with a smirk.
How is everyone feeling today?
Well, we visited Lady Fontaine, if that tells you anything,
Sienna told her, and her cute nose wrinkled upward.
The house was disgusting as ever. My family was even more disgusting, if that's possible.
What's going on, sweetie?
Fiona replied, more serious now.
You sound more upset than usual.
My stepmother seemed to know I'd been captured and almost raped in the tent,
Sienna muttered as she crossed her arms.
Joe thinks they might be traitors, but I'm not sure.
Ah,
Fiona said as she nodded at me.
The struggles of the family are complicated.
Sienna asked me not to butcher them. I guess we didn't exactly have proof, but they were really pissing me off. The way they talked to Sienna, well, I don't want anyone to talk to my wives like that.
I agree. I'm glad you're standing up for Sienna. Her lost husband didn't. He was absolutely spineless whenever he met with her stepmother.
Also, we got this letter while we were there,
Sienna said as she passed the envelope to her fairy godmother.
Ah! Oh.
The strawberry blonde said as she took the parchment and began to read.
Do you think it's real?
Jessamine asked as she leaned forward on her knees in anticipation.
Well, I do know Princess Rachel is a real person,
Fiona said, and then she sniffed the letter.
I do think it's a little strange that it would still smell so strongly of perfume if it actually came from her kingdom, but the story isn't entirely unbelievable.
Chernobog is trying to take over the whole world, right? I asked the fairy godmother. If that's the case, it wouldn't be surprising if they were having trouble there as well.
Yes, I'm sorry to say Chernobog's powers only seem to be growing, although Jamar's defeat at your hands probably upset his plans. Do you know the entirety of the hero's legend?
Not exactly. The books in my kingdom were never quite specific enough.
I don't either. I'd love to hear more, though.
I can't get into the whole of it right now, because parts of it have to be revealed to you as you complete the journey,
Fiona said with a furrowed brow.
But you do need to know that you will, eventually, meet all of the princesses. Their power, combined with yours, Joe, will ultimately be enough to destroy the evil that threatens Fairyland. That's what we're all hoping, anyway.
Which means,
Sienna replied with a thoughtful expression,
we're going to have to make it to Rachel's kingdom sooner or later, regardless. Yes, that may be a good reason to go. I know I'm eager for Joe to complete the ritual with other princesses. To increase their powers, of course.
Of course, Jessamine,
Fiona said as she looked at the dark-haired princess with a wink.
I know what you mean. You're just lucky the ritual happens to be fun,
In any case...
Sienna groaned and wrung her hands.
I'm still so worried about my kingdom. The battle with Jamar happened so close to my castle that I guess I'm still a little shaky about it. And poor General Grigsby! And now this extra business with Lady Fontaine on top of everything. Everyone else seems to be acting normally, but you just never know. I know how you feel.
Jessamine consoled her.
It was really hard for me to leave my kingdom, too. And we were right in the middle of a war. But Joe convinced me the right thing to do would be to go find more troops to help support us. So I had to make a difficult decision. Yes. I hope the soldiers I've sent to the desert will be of great assistance to you. And I do see your point. Because sometimes we have to do what's difficult for the best of the world as a whole. I, too, would like to meet Rachel and see what she can add to our party. I just want to make sure my kingdom is safe while we do it, which is part of the reason why I called you here today, Fiona.
What is it, Sienna?
Her fairy godmother asked as she gazed at her with a warm expression.
I'd always like to try to help if I'm able.
This is a big favor. I know that. But do you think there's anything you can do to keep an eye on things for me if we go?
Sienna looked up at Fiona, hopefully.
In fact, I'd like to put you in command for the entirety of our absence. The soldiers will go on as normal, protecting the borders and taking care of small problems. But you'd really be the one in charge.
Like I said... I always want to help someone I care so much about.
Fiona replied as she leaned back in her chair and gazed up at the ceiling for a moment.
And I have been working on trying to remove the curse from General Grigsby already. That being said, I have a lot of work to do around the kingdom as a whole, and ruler is a big job.
But isn't uniting all the princesses what's most important right now? I interjected. If you can do this for Sienna... It's ultimately going to help all of Fairyland.
That is a good point, Hero. But I'm still not sure I have time. Maybe if I ran through the logistics.
I, for one, was wondering how the soldiers would react to having you in charge.
Jessamine said as she tapped her fingers against each other.
How could you work that out?
Well, to be fair, the soldiers don't even know of my existence... Plus, my powers of illusion could come in handy. I could even turn myself into General Grigsby and lead the troops if needed. Then no one will notice he's gone.
It sounds like you're talking yourself into it. Plus, couldn't you even turn yourself into Sienna if it came down to it? Fiona, I know you know how important it is for us to meet the other princesses. And there's no one Sienna trusts as much as you to help us on our mission.
This one's smart, Sienna,
Fiona said. And then she winked at me.
I like him more and more all the time. Joe, you just might have convinced me. I'm sure I can come up with a way to work this out for the good of all. And of course, help my dearest Sienna.
Thank you, Fiona. You are one of the wisest people I have ever met, and there's no one else I would trust in my place. If you're willing to protect the kingdom in our absence... Then I know going to meet Princess Rachel is the right thing to do.
Yes, it is. Never fear, there is nothing the great Fiona can't handle. And to make you feel even better, based on what I've seen and heard, your kingdom is actually pretty safe. I think General Grigsby is an outlier, and unless Chernobog becomes able to possess an entire army of human men, I don't think you're going to be invaded by another kingdom right now. Princess Rachel's letter only confirms what I already believe to be true, that kingdoms across Fairyland are having the same type of troubles we are. I'm not sure anyone has time for the usual types of military activity anymore.
I think you're right. We have been fighting Jamar's undead for many years, but it has been even longer since we were met with an army from another kingdom trying to conquer us.
So, is it settled, Sienna? If things are relatively stable here, and Fiona seems to have everything under control, then I think it will best help Fairyland to continue traveling and help more people. It wasn't just because I wanted to meet another hot princess, though that definitely wasn't hurting my opinion of the situation.
All right,
Sienna stated, and she straightened up and lifted her chin up with a regal air.
Joe, Jessamine, I think we should do this. I'm so grateful for you, Fiona. It means so much that you're willing to take the time to help me out.
The hero made some good points,
her fairy godmother said with a smile.
I believe in you, Sienna. And Joe, Jessamine, I believe in you too. Especially since I enhanced Joe's sword.
Yeah, that was quite fun.
I'm actually kind of excited. You said across the sea, right? I've never been on a boat like that before. There wasn't much water near my kingdom. You're so great, Jessamine. You always see the adventure in everything. Maybe a boat trip would be nice.
So, we're going to do this.
Fiona nodded firmly.
I'm so proud of you, Sienna. And of you too, Jessamine. Because you princesses are very brave. And of course, you always have Joe, your fearless leader.
Yep, you know I'm in, I agreed.
All right, I'm going to go work on removing General Grigsby's possession. Never you worry, Sienna. Your kingdom will be safe in my hands.
I was a little disappointed we weren't going to be able to reenact last night's events. But with a puff of pink smoke, the fairy was gone.
Well, I guess this is it,
Sienna said. And I could tell she was nervous.
I can't believe we're actually going to leave my kingdom. But I completely trust Fiona. Still, we're going to have to leave Starlight. Oh, Sienna, it will be okay.
Jessamine reassured her.
Fiona's going to take care of your baby, too. She would never let anything happen to Starlight. I know. I'm just going to miss her.
I went to sit next to Sienna to put a comforting arm around her. I was pretty excited about the boat trip myself, but I still understood her concerns about leaving.
So, I suppose we pack tomorrow?
Jessamine said with a wink.
I don't have much left to bring, but I'll certainly help find things to wear from your closet.
Are we going to pack lighter this time, Jessamine? I asked her. I remembered the way she'd packed for our original magic carpet journey, although many items had, in fact, turned out to be useful along the way.
Oh, Joe, you're teasing me,
the dark-haired princess replied and lowered her eyelashes.
Then again, you didn't seem to mind when I had pockets full of jewels to spend.
Touché, I responded with a laugh.
Let's turn in early tonight. I'm ready for some food and sleep.
After what we'd experienced at Lady Fontaine's house, I was more than ready for a meal prepared in the castle's kitchen. Tonight, succulent lamb chops were on the menu, and I stripped every last bit of perfectly seasoned meat from the bone. A side of rich, buttery potatoes accompanied the meat, and I was more than happy after the day's events to drink down a pint of heavy ale. When we were done eating, we lay down on the huge feather bed in our usual position, with me in the middle and a princess on either side of me. We all snuggled up together under a gigantic blanket, and I wondered again how I'd gotten so lucky. When I woke up the next morning and managed to drag myself out from under the covers, Sienna started to pull out belongings for the trip with the assistance of one of her maids. Just like when Jessamine had packed, I could tell we were going to need to bring huge crates on the boat with us. Then again, I figured a ship could handle more than a magic carpet. Jessamine emerged from the bath and smelled so fresh and clean, I had to pull her in for a kiss. I didn't know what the palace's servants thought about our strange relationship, but the only place Sienna ever seemed to care was when she first visited her family.
Good morning, hero.
My dark-haired wife giggled after I let go of her.
It's nice to see you today. Are you feeling ready for our trip?
More than ever, I replied. Sienna, who had overheard us, came over to join our conversation.
Don't worry, you two. I need you to know I like to travel in style. Whatever we were doing before we got to my kingdom, with the magic carpet and all that, that's not really my thing. You'll see, my ship is nice.
Sounds good to me,
It's been nice to return to luxury after all this time. I don't really like to sleep outdoors either, though Joe makes it fun.
Hey, I've never been on a cruise, I told them. Is there a buffet on this thing?
A buffet?
Sienna repeated with a puzzled look on her face. never mind. It's just lots and lots of food that they serve on big boats back home.
Well, I don't know if the food will be like that, but the quarters are very nice.
Don't worry about it. Everything will be perfect as long as I'm with the two of you. After we had all dressed and eaten, it was time to make our way down to the docks. It was a short distance, so we decided to walk while Sienna took one last ride on Starlight. When I saw the sea, I felt like I was back home again. It was the first time I'd been near a large body of water since I'd left L.A., and the salty air felt cool and refreshing on my skin. Seagulls squawked in the air, and the water itself gleamed bright blue in the sunshine. I was no expert on boats, but Sienna's was pretty impressive. Three masts with huge white sails rose from the deck, and the entire vessel had to be hundreds of feet long. In place of a woman, an ornate carving of a horse served as the figurehead. Jessamine stood next to me on the road next to the dock and gripped my hand tightly.
Oh, Joe, this is so beautiful. It's different from anything I've ever seen before. I know I didn't want to leave my kingdom, but this makes it worth it.
It is pretty nice. And did you see the ship? What do you call her, Sienna?
It's the Lady Starlight, of course,
she replied from horseback. And as if to punctuate her words, she leaned down and kissed her giant white horse on the mane.
See, Starlight, I'll never forget you while I'm gone. Oh, look, it's the captain.
A short, ruddy-faced man came striding forward toward us, and he was dressed in what I assumed was naval regalia and wore a large black captain's hat. Hello. I held out a friendly hand to him as he approached. Captain Barnes, he announced with a bow, and he gripped my hand in both of his own. Princess Sienna, I'm at your service, as always.
Captain, it's wonderful to see you,
the blonde princess responded and dismounted from Starlight.
I always trusted your guidance when we were out on the open seas. This is Joe, and please pay your respects to Princess Jessamine as well.
Charmed, Your Highness, the captain said as he nodded and bowed to Jessamine. I stared out at the water and caught a glimpse of the crew and some of Sienna's soldiers boarding the ship in preparation for the voyage. It looked like we would be traveling with at least 30 other men, and as I watched them walk up the gangplank, I was getting more and more excited to set sail. It seemed like all that was left was Sienna and Starlight's tearful goodbye.
We'll be back soon. I promise.
Sienna threw her arms around the giant mare's neck and gave her another kiss.
At least you have us,
Jessamine said to Sienna and kissed her on the cheek.
I know. I'm so thankful.
Sienna sighed and wiped her cheeks.
Well, I guess this is it. Shall we board? Do you want a tour of the ship?
I do. I'm ready to sail, baby. The captain turned and started to walk back to the dock, and Jessamine and Sienna each clasped one of my hands as we started to follow him. My heart started to pound faster as we walked up the gangplank. There had been no shortage of exciting travel since I'd gotten to Fairyland, but I was in an especially good mood today. There seemed to be some sort of trouble wherever we went, but it had been a relaxing few days, and I felt optimistic. I had two beautiful women at my sides, Jeannie's wrath on my belt, and a cruise to take. So, life was pretty awesome right about now. Once we reached the main deck, we took a moment to stand at the ship's railing and gaze out at the sea. Aside from some small waves that crashed on the rocks next to the dock, the water was almost totally smooth, and I felt at peace. I looked over at Sienna and Jessamine with their long hair whipping around in the breeze, and I couldn't believe how beautiful they were. As if she could read my thoughts, Jessamine looked up at me with her huge brown eyes.
I'm excited to see Sienna's quarters,
she said, and she blushed.
Have you ever made love on a ship before, Joe?
I could immediately feel the blood running hotter in my veins. No, not yet, I grinned at her, and she smiled back.
So, I hear you want to see my quarters,
Sienna asked and nudged me in the side. Of course, can't wait. The blonde princess led us below deck to a room with a heavy door, which she pushed open for us.
Come on in. It's all mine. Well, it's ours now, I suppose.
I followed Jessamine into the room, and although it was fairly small, it was completely decked out in the luxury I would have expected from a princess. It contained little more than a bed, approximately king-sized, which I immediately threw myself down onto, and a small ebony dining table that would seat about four was shoved up against the far wall. The bed was dressed in red velvet linens and covered in a pile of red and gold feather pillows, and huge swaths of matching velvet hung from the bed's posts and created a warm, intimate atmosphere. One side of the room was lined with glazed windows, and dim sunlight streamed through them into the quarters. Dozens of candelabras were scattered around the room, and I thought the ambiance could only help the mood later with the princesses. Sienna came and sat down on the bed next to me while Jessamine checked out the pictures on the walls.
You like it, Joe?
She asked, and she seemed almost shy. I love it, I told her. It's perfect, and I can't wait to travel more with you.
Me either. I'm glad we decided to go. I hope we can help Princess Rachel. But I think we're going to have a good time regardless.
Suddenly, we heard a bell ringing from up above.
Is it time to leave?
Jessamine wondered.
Yes, let's head back up to the main deck. We're about to set sail.
She jumped off the bed and led us out of the room and back onto the main deck. And as the midday sun glinted off the blue waves, I leaned against the railing and laid my head back for a moment. Weigh anchor! Captain Barnes yelled, and the ship slowly began to move forward. It seemed we were on our way across the sea.